Alex, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Good morning. It's an honor to be on.
Well, and this is, I think, timely as well because, of course, today being the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, abortion tends to be one of those very hot-button topics for so many of us as Christians where we don't agree on this. Tell us a little bit. You have traveled the country, and you speak every year to so many Christians. Why do we disagree on these topics?
Well, you know, as Christians, we disagree on some important issues periodically because of really lack of understanding of the Scripture and then sometimes differing opinions about certain Scriptures. I would say America is unique as a context for disagreement because our nation was founded on biblical principles, but a lot of people don't know that today. And then there are some other misconceptions about Christians' role in politics, or should Christians really speak about political issues? So, I mean, we've got kind of a twofold dynamic here in that we live in a time of great biblical illiteracy. I love the church, and as an apologist, it's been my privilege to speak in more than 1,400 churches, and I love the church. I'm not trying to be critical of the church, but really people in the body of Christ today in America, to a large degree, not completely, but to a large degree, they're biblically illiterate, and they're really oftentimes uninformed about what the founding fathers intended the role of religion to be in public life. And so the twofold fallout of that is we often don't know the biblical position on issues, and even if we do, perhaps we don't speak out about these issues. And the overwhelming result has been negative for the social and spiritual climate of our country.
Do you find that when you're talking around the country that people think it's just too complicated, that it's too, you know, whether it's abortion or pornography or environmentalism, do they think that it's just going to take just a lot of digging and that they need to be some huge scholar of the Bible or a deep theologian to really find the truth? Do you get kind of that feeling that it's just too hard?
Sometimes there is kind of this resignation, well, the Bible's too complicated, or I'm too busy, or you know, these deep things, knowing about this, that's what we pay the pastor to do.
Mm-hmm.
But really, let me say, on the big issues, the issues that are so vital in our nation these days, like the issue of life and the issue of gay marriage and things like war and religious pluralism, the Bible is clear. I mean, really, and the truth is often not complicated and not hard to discern. The truth is simple, and the truth is accessible, but we really do. Every believer has to read God's Word. Every believer needs to be informed on, you know, what saith the Lord about these issues. But, you know, I've got to say we're now 40 to 50 years into this almost enforced pluralism in our country that, you know, we've just got to tolerate anything and everything, and there are no moral boundaries. And obviously a lost world needs to be introduced to Jesus Christ and mm-hmm. the one truth that can set them free spiritually and in life here in this world, and that's the truth of Jesus Christ. But it's time that Christians be confident and really, if I can say it, obedient to God's word, that we are to know the truth, we are to love people, but speak the truth. Even at the risk of being misunderstood, even at the risk of being criticized, I think it would be encouraging for believers to know this, that faith claims can be tested, that the claims of any worldview, whether it's the claims of Christianity and that God is real and that Christ is the Savior, or whether it's the worldview claims of secularism and evolution, or the worldview claims of hedonism, which is one of the predominant worldviews today, hedonism, that there are no moral boundaries. The highest good in life is just to pursue pleasure as I define it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, the claims of any faith system are testable. We can defend what's true. We can critique what's false. And Christians need to really man up these days and present, explain, and if need be, defend their faith, because our nation is rapidly changing. And where we are in 2014 would be horrifying to even the most casually spiritual person of past generations, really. You know, think about this. In the 19th century, in the 1800s, they didn't even use words like homosexuality or sodomy. They referred to, quote, the unspeakable sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it was seen as such is because it was an attack on natural law or moral law. And before you even talk about Jesus as Savior, there was this universal recognition that there is a natural law, and this is tied to the character of God. And to fight against nature is to fight against God who made us, God who civilizes us. And I'm not doom and gloom. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. And the real truth is that God is in control, and God can send a great spiritual awakening at any moment. But the fact is this, that we're in a country rapidly deviating from belief in God and the moral boundaries on which we were founded. And if we do not turn back to God and His Word, if we do not, as a church, pray to God for a revival, proclaim truth to our neighbors, we are headed towards societal anarchy and the loss of our Constitution, the loss of our freedoms. And don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but we've got to have a revival, and that revival hinges on a return to the truth that God has revealed in His Word.
Dr. Alex McFarland, joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. He is the director for Christian Worldview and Apologetics at the Christian Worldview Center of North Greenville University, and also author of the book, 10 Issues That Divide Christians. And we'll get in a quick break here and come back and want to ask Dr. McFarland about how to find the courage to speak up and to be involved, if that's maybe not something that comes naturally to us. We'll talk more with Dr. McFarland here in just a moment on Faith Radio Mornings. Stay tuned.
Listening to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we're talking this morning with Dr. Alex McFarland. He's an author, apologist, and director for the Center for Christian Worldview and Apologetics at North Greenville University. His latest book is called 10 Issues That Divide Christians, and we're going to just touch on a couple of these right now.
And before we get into that, I think, Dr. McFarland, for some Christians, they might say, you know, I'm non-confrontational, and I don't want to get into it with people. That's only going to do more harm than good. What's your word of encouragement for somebody that's feeling that way today?
Well, we don't have to be confrontational in the sense of being abrasive or argumentative. In apologetics, we use good arguments, but we don't have to be argumentative. And so I have found, and by the grace of God, have, you know, witnessed to a lot of people and been in a lot of debates at university campuses. I have found that, you know, when a Christian is winsome and keeps their cool and, you know, doesn't lose their temper or something like that, it is possible. Yes, it is possible. To have a meaningful conversation and a non-explosive conversation mm-hmm. with people of different worldviews. Now, you know, there are times when the atheist activists will lose their temper. There are times, especially with people that are struggling with same-sex attraction, that they can sometimes get a little bit emotional because for the people that are in the gay rights movement, I mean, they have so invested their identity and their understanding of themselves into this notion that they are born gay, that they can get kind of emotional let me say this: when sharing the gospel with somebody who's got a family member struggling with same-sex attraction, or a person who themselves identifies as gay, we've got to be very loving, very prayerful. We've got to ask the Holy Spirit to really take control, because people that struggle with same-sex attraction fundamentally are people dealing with pain. When I was in grad school, took a developmental psychology course at the master's level from a person that was a UCLA medical school faculty member. And this was 18 years ago, but at that point, the research was very clear. I don't know if they would be as quick to share research like this nowadays, now that homosexuality has become so socially and politically protected. But really, those who struggle with same-sex attraction have several contributing factors in common, most of all lack of bonding with the parent of the same sex, or early childhood molestation or other trauma. And so we've got to remember to be empathetic and sympathetic to the person's feelings, but at the same time not agreeing with their worldview. I have found that when a Christian is factual, when a Christian is respectful, when a Christian is prayerful and patient, a calm, adult, mature conversation can take place. And we've got to remember, even though these battles are very intense and people can have very emotional knee-jerk reactions, when you talk about war, when you talk about what is the truly biblical approach to compassion and social justice, when you talk about abortion, homosexuality, we've got to remember that the church has prayer, the Holy Spirit, and we have truth on our side. So it's in terms of the culture war, it's not even a fair fight. We have the truth on our side. But we've got to be willing, and let me especially say to pastors, you need to feed your flock and preach on these issues. Christians, you need to love your neighbor. And love means seeking the highest good. And to let someone live their life in a lie and die and perhaps go to hell, that's not love. So it might be out of our comfort zone. It might not be the assignment we chose, but yet it's the assignment with which we find ourselves. So we've got to step out into the fight for truth.
Yeah. And I think there's really a higher call for us, too, because it seems like, you know, we hear tolerance talked about so much, and it seems like, as Christians, we're to be tolerant towards others that have different views than we do, a worldview or Christian worldview, but it doesn't always go two ways. So it's a higher call for us just to rise above that, because it can get emotional pretty quickly, like you're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
The biblical injunction to judge not that you be not judged, in no way is that a mandate that we're just to let error run free. What that's talking about is to not be spiritually prideful and say, well, I deserve heaven and the favor of God more than you do. The Bible is clear, 1 Peter 3:15, that we are to defend the faith. Jude verse 3, we are to defend the faith. The Bible, 1 John chapter 2 says, you know, test the spirits, because they're not every spirit is from God. So when people play the judge not that you be not judged and the tolerance card, with all due respect, I have to say they simply don't know the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Could you list out for us, Dr. McFarland, the 10 issues that you found? I'm assuming that these are maybe the top of many issues, but the 10 issues that divide us. We have just a couple of minutes left, and we wanted to hear the 10 issues that we can really dig into that as we're looking at your book later on, too.
Sure. In the book, 10 Issues That Divide Christians, I draw from hundreds of interviews I've done as I travel and speak, but we talk about the role of government, American exceptionalism, social justice, abortion, homosexuality, pornography, war, what is just war, the environment, what is the Christian, truly biblically informed view on the environment, religious pluralism, the problem of pain and suffering, why is there evil in the world, and then finally, what can and must the church do? I've got to say, every year for 23 years, we put on a big conference called Truth for a New Generation. This year, it's September 5 and 6 in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Dr. Benjamin Carson, Johnny Erickson, Josh McDowell, Eric Metaxas, David Barton, and many, many more. Go to the website for our conference, if I can share it.
Yeah.
truthforanewgeneration.com. We roll out the completely updated website February 1st, but I hope a lot of people can come. Every year we draw attendees from about 35 or 40 states. And so this apologetics tsunami is building, and I want to encourage Christians and churches everywhere to love people, but proclaim truth and equip your families and flock to defend the truth, because in this battle for truth, what's at stake are the souls of people, but what's also at stake is the destiny of the United States of America. Truthfornewgeneration.com.
Wow, well, great. Well, we'll link that up at our website as well at myfaithradio.com. And Alex, we're just blessed to talk to you here today. We appreciate all you're doing for the kingdom and bringing Christians together, and also writing the book, 10 Issues That Divide Christians. Thanks for the time, and power to you as you keep going.
Well, I appreciate KTIS, and it's an honor to be with you on always. And so keep us in prayer. We hope to see you again.